Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. It's a pleasure and a blessing to see this light just pop on and say you're on the air. Praise the Lord, Mother. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Such an inspiration. God provided me with the best friend that any person could have. She has been a friend, a mother, an encourager, a mentor, and I just love her this morning. And I thank God for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Such an inspiration. I just want to say to you, good morning again. This truly is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And yes, yet some of us are going through some things and experiencing some things, ups, downs, but it does not negate the fact that God is good. Oh, it doesn't change the fact that we're his children. It doesn't change. Covenant with him. Yes, we are. Oh, glory. And so no matter what is going on, that is so reassuring. And that, little by little, if not instantly, tear down the walls that will separate us from understanding and experiencing the totality of our Father towards us. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus against anything that is hindering us from having the absolute confidence that God loves us. He is with us. The Holy Ghost is here with us now. Where two or more are gathered in my name, Jesus, Yeshua said, there I am in the midst. Good God, oh God, tear down fear. Tear down doubt. Open our mouth. Give us words to say. Control our emotions. Help us, Lord, in every area. Sometimes we go through things so that we can see and we can, oh, I sense the Lord, the God of our salvation. We can call on him and in times of need. Hallelujah. This truly is the day that the Lord has made. He made this save us, and everything that we need is in here. We so often get wrapped up and filter or attempt to filter our reality of God through others and others' opinion. God, to diffuse that. Amen. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. I was going back over some of my notes when I first started, and we talked about, and I've mentioned this before, how it must have been for Adam and Eve to spend this precious time with the Father. Amen? To be able to commune with him and no trouble, no adversity, no sin. Everything is completely perfection. Complete. Can you imagine that? Joy unspeakable. Total confidence in God, the beauty of God, the love of God, absolute perfection. Oh my God, can you imagine what that was like? and to be able to, as I said before, to commune with God. Can you imagine? And the joy, Almighty God, the joy. What joy, what joy, what joy, what peace, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, everything pure, perfection, the oxygen. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. But thanks be to God for the Son of God. Our bridge back to our Father. And by sickle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can have prayer time with him. Hallelujah. We can commune with him in the name Habasidu of our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, from time to time, will allow us to experience that Jesus moment. Hey, that God, nobody could do that but you. Whoa, God, you love me. Oh, Jesus, that Jesus, I thank you moment. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. He's sweeter than the honeycomb. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. We can lean and depend on him. We can trust in him. Oh, yes, we can. Hallelujah. Day by day, he is perfecting us. He's strengthening us. Even when we think that we're so weak, we can't do nothing. Oh, we just messed up. He working it all out for us. We can just lean on him and trust him. Oh, God, how wonderful that is. And he will perfect it. We can cry out to him, and he will hear us from his holy mountains. Oh, yes, he will. Woo! And he'll send us help from the sanctuary. We cry, and people make us feel bad because we cry and say, you don't have faith in God. God understands every one of those teardrops.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Hey, Shambaka. Sometimes some things is just for the father and the child. Hey, glory, hallelujah. People put limits on God. Hallelujah. God knows. He knew those tears were going to fall before the foundation of the world. He knew you were going to call. He knew you were going to feel hopeless. He knew you were going to feel unloved. He knew it. He knew it. Hallelujah. But he knew that he will hold you and let you feel his love that he has for you, yes. His tenderness toward you. Oh, yes. And then he know that he was the one that's capable of reviving you. Oh, yes, he knows it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. He know how to hold you. Oh, yes, he does.
Yes.
Hold you. And you not give up. Amen? God is good.
Amen.
And we just have to lean and depend and trust and have that quiet time with him. And sometimes it's like it's not quiet. But when we turn to him and just say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help. That's a big, powerful prayer right there. Because you're saying there is no one else. I have no place to go other than you, Lord. Help me, Lord. And you know he comes through for you. You know he
Amen.
Shows you that he cares. Don't doubt it. He loves us. And he's yet walking us through some passages in our journey in this life that will be a light to the world. The world will see Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord this morning. I thank the Lord for my journey. Some I understand it. Well, let me just put it like this. A lot I don't understand, but I know that God does. So we're thanking
Amen.
Him, and we're very grateful this morning to His kindness, His tender, His tenderness,
yes,
His tenderness towards us. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a good resting place right there?
Yes.
His
yes,
tenderness.
Lord.
Sometimes when we come into His presence, we don't have to say anything. We could just be
Lord,
quiet. Just be quiet.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and
Lord.
Just watch and see how, what the Lord says. All we have to do is just be quiet. And silence is good, too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good. I thank the Lord for this day. As I said before, because truly this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we're rejoicing. And we're truly glad in this day. Amen. Now, our scripture for the morning, and we know while we're turning to it, is Genesis. For a while, we're going to do Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. We're just wanting to establish or reestablish or let it be heard down in our spirit, man, who we're praying to and the confidence that we have. And the breakthrough is going to come. The breakthrough is going to come. It's just going to burst wide open. That this is the God of our salvation. This is the only true and living God who we're praying to. When we keep hearing that, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. This is cementing this in our spirit, man. Amen. But I want us to remember to keep, that's first, and that's Genesis, the first chapter. I want us to keep remembering those who've lost loved ones, especially because losing a loved one, period, is painful. But we have decisions being made for us to go back to what life as we know it. But we need to pray that this virus is indeed over with and we don't have repercussions. So let's be very prayerful as we move about and ask God for His wisdom in this manner. Should we just bust on out and forget about the things that we were advised to do originally, or should we be cautious? Be cautious, be cautious. Ask God to cover us and cover
yes.
those who are infected. And there are some who don't know they're infected and they're contaminating people. And it's not willingly, but they don't know. So all of that, God knows. So we truly need the protection of the Most High God. The scripture reads as follows. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And the Lord God said, I'm reading 26, verse 26. Chapter 1. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Yes, Lord.
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. And now, Genesis, the third chapter, the sixth verse. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband and with her, and he did eat. And their eyes, and the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves excuse me, from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And now we know, and we can go further on, where all of this, the beginning of all of this, and the end, well, let me put say it this way, the comma, to where life, as God intended it to be, it was a pause there, and sin entered into the world, and man has been in need of a Savior. And our Savior came at his appointed time, his set time, and he did what he came to do, came to rescue us. He came to exchange our sin for his perfection, for his righteousness. But he justified us, hallelujah. And he made it so that we could go back and be in right relationship with our Father. He made it possible. He, because of his obedience, even to the cross, he endured all of that. Oh, God. So, and to prove it, the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom. And that veil was as thick as a man's hand. The length of a man's hand. And I think they said it was at least 60 feet high. And God allowed that curtain to be, that veil to be rent all the way down from top to bottom so that we could have access to the Most High God, our Father.
Yes.
What love, what greater love. What greater love he has given us to come and to be in his presence. We don't need the blood of a lamb, the blood of a goat, because the blood of his son is sufficient. Woo! Cover us, and we can go enter into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Into the presence of the Most High God. So when we're praying, oh my God, we have a visual now of where we are in the Spirit. Glory be to your name, Most High. Oh God. Oh God. And God, Jesus is still yet so kind that he's interceding on our behalf. The Holy Ghost,
yes.
Oh, speak for us, Almighty God. In and out, God. Hallelujah. Oh,
He knows.
The Holy Spirit knows. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Savior, He did it all for us. He said, for this purpose, I came to go to Calvary. Hey, God. Hallelujah. 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 He said, for this cause I came, and He wouldn't let anything stop Him. Oh, glory. He took every whiplash. He took every one of them for us. Yes, He did. He was marred. He did it, and He took it for us. Yes, He did. He endured the nails of the cross, and He hung there. Oh, and they didn't kill Him. He gave us the ghost at His appointed time. Oh, yes, He did. He didn't rush it. No, He didn't, because there was a set time for the ultimate sacrifice to be made, and He did not shorten that time. He did it precisely at the time of the sacrifice. Almighty God, He broke no rules. He endured it all. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For us. Yes, He did. So when we bow down, we know who we're praying to. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And we know that the Holy Ghost is helping us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we know that the Savior is with us and in our midst. So we know we're in the council of the Godhead. We know we have the ear of our Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, and Jesus have reassured us. Anything that we ask in His name to the Father, it shall be done. So He told us to approach it with confidence. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. With confidence, knowing that God hear us, our Father, who is in heaven. And we bless His name. Hallelujah. And we pull on His will as it is in heaven, that it will be here on this earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we bless the Lord right now, and we thank Him. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we give You glory. We bless Your name, Almighty God. We thank You for where we are weak, You are strong in us, Almighty God. You, Almighty God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth, Holy God, as it is in heaven. Oh, we bless Your name this morning. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your tenderness towards Your people. We thank You for Your direction. We thank You for Your instructions. We welcome You, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak to us and through us and for us. We glorify You. We magnify You, great God. We exalt You. We extol You, Almighty God. We ask that You breathe on the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. Oh, God, walk tall in these United States. Oh, we welcome You in our lives. We welcome You in our family. We thank you, Almighty God, for your holy presence. We thank you for tearing down the strongholds, even in our lives, that will prevent us from having absolute confidence in you, that will cause us not to obey you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Son of the living God, we glorify you, we magnify you, for true your majesty on high, Almighty God, from your holy hills you hear us, and you send us help from the sanctuary, great God. You are the sovereign God, the great creator, the absolute God. Hallelujah. Remaseko. Remaseko. Oh, you created everything, Lord God. And we thank you. We're finding you to be our hiding place. Oh, God, in the times of trouble, we thank you that you're our mighty rescuer, Almighty God, our rock. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, our shield of defense, our mighty battle axe, Almighty God, you're our judge, Almighty God, Almighty God. So we cry out to you for help, Almighty God, Almighty God. God Almighty, your love and your kindness has been from generation to generation. Oh, God. Oh, from everlasting to everlasting, Almighty God. We thank you, great God. We thank you and we glorify you. We glorify your most holy name, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you for your direction. We thank you for your instructions. We thank you for our heart to obey you, Lord God. We thank you for ears to hear your wonderful voice, Almighty God. We thank you for eyes to see. We thank you for tripping up every attempt. Every attempt, God. We call on the God of our salvation. We call on our covenant God. We fall on you, Almighty God, and we're leaning and depending on you. Almighty God, you make the crooked way straight. Yes, you do. You bring water in the dry places. Yes, you do. You give strength to the weak. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Remaseko. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for giving instructions to the pastors and the preachers. Remaseko. Oh, glory be to your name. We thank you, God, where we have caused you to be second and third. Take your rightful place in our lives, in the community of the churches. Let us stop the few minutes that we give you and realize that the earth is yours. We belong to you. You're the giver of our breath. Almighty God, let us reverence you in the beauty of holiness. and not limit, nor put times on you, God. Forgive us for having such an audacity. Have your way, precious God. Tear down every stronghold that will cause us to dishonor you, Almighty God. Strengthen us. Give us holy boldness. Fight our battles. Tear down and build up, Almighty God. Holy Ghost, we're weak, oh God, but you're strong. Oh God, give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Holy Ghost, Samba kolenidia, rebo sekolida, ramasada. God, you see, the injustice, rebe the mistreatment. Samba kuba, sekolenidio se, fight our battles, rebo sekol, fight our battles, great God. Ramakaba, oh God, comfort us, Rebbe, help us, oh God, Remasiko, oh God, oh we thank you, comfort God as only you can, give joy. Sweet joy, give shalom, sweet shalom, holy God, heal, set free, physically, emotionally, oh, make us whole, God. Wake us up, God. Wake us up, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wake us up, Lord God. Oh, God. Put a guard to our mouth. That we might not sin against you. Almighty God, oh God, strengthen us for our purpose. And on this journey is to go back from whence we've come. Almighty God, to stand before you and you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. When you call us home, we want to be able to bow down before you. Oh, great God. Oh, great God. To be pleasing in your sight. We can't do it on this earth without you. We need you, God. Almighty God. We need you. Your help and your protection. Oh, God. Change our attitude. Oh, God, our appetite, oh, God, discipline, Almighty God, you can teach us when no man can teach us. You can give us understanding of your word, your will, and your way. Holy Ghost, we're leaning and depending on you. Holy Ghost, yes, we are. Our comforter, our God and our God. Oh, we thank you. We need you, Almighty God. Oh God, we need you. Help us, Almighty God. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let the fire just burn, God. Don't let it go out. Oh, God, oh, God. Age is just a number. Almighty God, strengthen us, renew us, refresh us. Almighty God, great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Fix it, God. Fix it, God. Fill our mouths, God, with words, God. Step in, God. Stand for us. Almighty God, give us favor and mercy. Favor with you and favor with man. Wherever our name is, whenever our name is called, let us have favor. And not just the two of us, but your people everywhere. Where evil is intended, we ask that you send help and fight for us and stand for us, and all your children everywhere. Rambokoba, pull back the veil, Rebeseko, of injustice. Almighty God, we thank you, God, for the miracle. Oh, God, calm the fears and the doubts of us all over this earth. Your people, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, God, settle our spirits. Almighty God, calm us, God. Give us confidence, Almighty God. Be our reassurance, Almighty God. We plead the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your desire reign, Almighty God. We put our trust and our hope and our confidence in you, Almighty God. Our faith look up to thee. You've given us all a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us magnify his most holy name. Let us bless his most holy name. Our God is God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. There is none like you, Almighty God. Oh, God, you dress the lilies of the field, Almighty God. You sit at the bed of a sparrow. So we know you watch over and you care for us. But we were made in your image and in your likeness. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Our Father, hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord Almighty God is our shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. The Almighty God himself. Oh, God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let your healing virtue flow through the hospitals, Almighty God, in the homes, Almighty God. Hey, God. Oh, let your healing virtue flow, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over every sick person right now, Almighty God. Let peace, let peace, Almighty God. Oh, the mothers and the fathers who don't know where their next meal is coming from. You are the God that provides, and we thank you for every provision. Almighty God, and you open our eyes and let us see where you would have us to help, and let us be eager to help. Almighty God. Almighty God, the earth is yours. Touch those who are in authority. Touch their minds, Almighty God. Oh, that they make the right decisions, God, and we're trusting and depending on you. Oh, my God, let the joy bells and the hunger for you flow in these United States. Let nothing be able to satisfy that place but you, Almighty God. Oh God, and let those who don't believe stand in awe of your awesomeness, Almighty God. We need you, Almighty God. Not only in the United States, across, around this world. Almighty God. Almighty God. Have your way, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh! Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, glory, hey, God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Father, we thank you for the doctors. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh, give them peace, Almighty God. Work through them in spite of their humanness, Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We extol you, Almighty God. Oh, God, all the workers that was working without protection, proved to be their protector, Almighty God, Almighty God. All those in high places, God, that think they're the power and they have so much money that they can do anything they want to step in the minds of them, God. Show yourself mighty in them, Almighty God. Oh, God, people who are depending on them and they mistreating them step in their minds, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Protect your people. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. We need you like no other time. Hallelujah. Great is our God. And greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord. We're coming to the close. We're in Numbers.
Yes, Lord.
6:24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Jude 1, our benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God is good. He loves you. I thank
Amen.
God for you. Amen. Until we meet again at the appointed place, the appointed time, this is Pastor Margaret Lee. Say, go in peace, go in love. God love you.